Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
When the wolf is at your door,
this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast, may contain descriptions of acts of violence or that of a sexual nature and should be for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off of the internet or from some television show. The facts I'm retelling you were presented to me by the victims of the crimes or the perpetrators who committed the crimes against the victims. My descriptions of the crime scenes, what I saw with my own two eyes. If you're going to get offended, please turn this podcast off now. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And again, shout out to Patreon members and convicts and Apple subscribers. I hope you're enjoying your bonus episodes and that are locked up for you and all your other benefits and everything else. Thank you so much. I couldn't do it without you. Hey, y'all, if you want to advertise on Real Life, Real Crime, that means me, not the Daily Show. Just hit me up or Woody at reallifeRealCrime.com and we'll see what we can work out with you, right? Love to help people. Good people with good businesses. With that being said, let's roll back into Sam Little Part 2. Now, boy, oh boy, this guy, this, you know, absolute one of the worst. And there's so many murders that they've gotten him for. But I think there's so many more, y'all, that they haven't. And there's a shit ton more that I haven't even told you about yet. But check it out. We'll go back to it. When I left you last, he had finally been convicted of three murders, right? And they used DNA. And now, yeah, great work. These three victims have been murdered in Los Angeles, and our hearts go out to their families and all these victims' families. But this guy, you know, born in 1940, and he was still killing. So he just never stopped, right? And he killed nationwide. Constant moving, constant killing, and not only murders, y'all. One of two of his victims, when the cops called him, shit, he was in the same fucking parking lot in San Diego. And, I mean, he's out on bond for one, and he's doing another one in the same parking lot, right? So it just isn't going to stop. But every time his sugar would turn to shit, he hauls ass because he knows it impedes the investigations. But now his ass is in jail, right? And now they're going to look at him for the try to tie him to all the different unsolved murders. And again, the problem with this is, y'all, the even with DNA now, a lot of times the DNA was never collected in these older murders because they may have collected evidence for like blood type or hairs or some shit like that, but they didn't have DNA. And there was no need or there was no thought process and I need to get this DNA or I need to take this because we could possibly tie it to DNA. It just didn't happen. It wasn't on their radars. But now they're looking at Sam Little they're looking all over the country because they know he's a nationwide murderer. And even though he's been only convicted on the three murders in Los Angeles, but he's had murder trials before and he beat the rap. He's had grand juries before and he beat the rap. And so now they are like, let's go get this motherfucker. But the problem is even some of the cases, you're going to have DNA no matter what, which was finally, if the departments had the money, that they would enter it into the CODIS database, which is the national database where all the DNA is stored. And now it's advanced to familial DNA and all that, but I'm talking about before then, y'all. So, and there's a whole lot of murders out there. And again, he wasn't murdering rich white people. He was murdering high-risk victims. And on most of their cases, there's no DNA evidence because the cops were too busy or they weren't trained to look for it, weren't trained to test for it, and didn't know it was going to come about. All right, so let's get back into Sam Little. All right, this dude's a special kind of asshole, y'all. I told you about the prosecution for the three murders, and during the prosecution, they presented the DNA evidence as well as testimony of witnesses who were attacked by Sam Little at different times throughout his criminal shitty life, right? So they're really putting it together. They know he's been charged before. We're going to take the time and do this to stick it to him, all right? And this is when he's tried for the murders of Miss Alfred Nelson and Abbotacato in September 2014. So on September 25th of 2014, Sam Little is finally found guilty and he's sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole for these three murders. But the judge says, Madam Foreman or whoever that's reading the verdict, how do you find on the three counts of murder, right? And they say, we find the defendant Samuel Little guilty, right? And so the judge comes back for the sentencing hearing, sentences him to the three life sentences. But on that day, you know what Sam Little did? He said, I'm fucking innocent. I didn't do this. He's belligerent about it, y'all, in the courtroom. He's just absolutely just deny, 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 right? Denial is not the river in Egypt. So fuck him. He's not going to admit to it, you wouldn't think, right? You wouldn't think this career killer's going to admit to it, but they ship him to prison. And 4 years later, on November the 9th, 2018, while he's in prison, Sam Little, he's thinking, well, you know, I'm in prison, I'm down, I ain't never getting out. I'm going to tell these motherfuckers how smart I really am. And on November the 9th, 2018, he confessed to killing another lady, Miss Melissa Thomas. And what way do you think he did it? He strangled her to death. Remember the kindergarten teacher, right? That's fucking, it keeps blowing my mind that even as a young kid, he, when he saw his teacher in kindergarten, what are you, 5 years old, 6 years old? He remembers her touching her neck, and that's, he says that's what led him into a life of strangling women. But you know, he confesses to killing Melissa Thomas by strangulation, all right? So on what, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4 days later, on November 13th of 2018, he's charged with the 1994 murder of Miss Denise Christie Brothers in Odessa, Texas, y'all. All right. Now, when this dude starts confessing, shit, if I had an unsolved case and I could put this and put him in the vicinity of where I worked at the time, I'm going to the boss and say, hey, boss man, let me get a ticket out here because this dude fits. Right? Let me go question him, shake his tree, see if I can get the juice, you know, confession, what do we have to lose? We can finally give voice to this victim. So Texas sends their best, a Texas Ranger. And I've told y'all my respect for them. I respect them more than FBI or anybody else. I'm not throwing shade on the FBI, but the Texas Rangers don't fucking play. So they send their best, and they question about the murder of Denise Christie Brothers in Odessa. And what does Sam Little do? He said, yeah, I did it. Right? So, got it. Another cold case solved. And then the Ector County, Texas District Attorney and Weiss County, Texas Sheriff's Office announced on November 13th that Samuel Little, Sammy, had confessed to dozens of murders. Dozens, y'all. Right? So they get in there and they get into talking, and he confesses to dozens nobody even knew about. And he may have committed more than 90 homicides across 14 states between 1970 and 2005. 90 murders, y'all. This is coming out of Sammy Boy's mouth, right? Good Lord. I mean, what is that? That's 10, 20, 35 years, 90 murders. But, you know, you confess to 90 murders. That's a fucking lot. How are you going to remember each one? And so he's confessing to this shit, but you can't just convict him automatically on his own word. You have to go out and try to find evidence to support it and to build a case and, you know, get him sentences and all this stuff. I mean, shit, if I killed 90 people, I couldn't remember that, you know, over 30 some years, 35 years. I couldn't remember where I dumped all the bodies and everything else, much less. I mean, it's just what he did. So, all right, let's go to the next day. On November 15th, 2018, the Russell County, Alabama district attorney announced that Little confessed again, that he confessed earlier in the month to the 1979 murder of 23-year-old Brenda Alexandra, whose body was found in Phoenix City, Alabama, right? And now he's getting people in from all over, okay? The next day, November 16th, 2018, the Macon County, Georgia sheriffs announced that Sam Little had confessed to the 1977 strangling murder of an unidentified woman and the 1982 strangling murder of 18-year-old Fredonia Smith. Just keeps rolling, y'all. You'd think that would be enough, right? Well, that In the fall of 2018, Sam Little confesses to the 1982 murder of 55-year-old Dorothy Richards, and the 1996 murder of 40-year-old Daisy McGuire. Both of their bodies were found in Houma, Louisiana. And y'all, I drive through there a couple times a month down the, to Cocodrie, to the fishing camp. And I've told y'all many stories about Houma in the past and the murders and everything they have there. But what do you think the chances that the Terrebonne Sheriff's Office or Houma PD or anyone, Louisiana State Police for that matter, would have ever solved these homicides if he hadn't admitted to them? Right? I mean, we're talking about 1996, and this is 2018. 22 years? Wow. And anyway, we'll move on, because you think it's just going to stop, right? Well, on November 19th, 2018, Harrison County, Mississippi Sheriff Troy Peterson said that Sam Little had confessed to the strangling 36-year-old Julia Critchfield in the Gulfport, Mississippi area in 1978 and dumping her body off of a cliff. All right, talk about this for a second. Harrison County, Gulfport is, again, I told you about Pascagoula in the last episode. So that's on the eastern side of Biloxi. Gulfport is the immediate city on the west side of Biloxi. And that's where the military base is and stuff like that. But I don't know about a cliff, probably a ravine is what they meant, because there's no hills down there, but there are ravines and stuff like that. But here, I mean, y'all, it just keeps rolling. And all these confessions are on November 19th, right? Or these law enforcement officials are coming out and saying Sam said this on this date. Well, on November 20th, 2018, Lee County, Mississippi, law enforcement officials announced that Sam Little had admitted to killing yet another lady. And this one lady was 46-year-old Nancy Carol Stevens, and he killed her in Tupelo, Mississippi in 2005. And the case, Lee County said, fuck it, we're taking this case to the grand jury. Later on in January of 2019. Now, let me tell you about this. Tupelo, Mississippi, well, everybody knows it's the home of Elvis, right? But it's so far north Mississippi, northwest Mississippi. It's almost Tennessee, y'all. I mean, you're talking about a five-hour drive from where he was killing the ladies in Gulfport and Pascagoula. Cat got around. Killed everyone. I mean, fuck. Let's go to the next. I'm not laughing, but this is just mind-boggling. Let's go to the next one. On November 21st, 2018, the Richard County, South Carolina authorities announced that Sam Little had confessed to murdering 19-year-old Evelyn Weston, and her body had been found near Fort Jackson, South Carolina in 1978. Now, let's talk about that for a second. I was in the military. I know about it. Everybody that's been in the military went through basic everybody knows about Tank Hill. That's what pops in my mind. That's the biggest hill you have to run when you're doing your PT. But, you know, I'm wondering now if their military base is close to all these people. And unfortunately, by a lot of military bases, you have a lot of prostitutes and stuff, right? That are servicing the soldiers. But they got him, or he confesses to it, and they're proving it up. And you know, he's confessing and saying, hey, I killed Evelyn Weston. I dumped her body near Fort Jackson in 1978. But what do? They could pull the files. They could pull the cold case files. And we're like, holy fuck, he did, right? And this, you know, he did this. That we have this unsolved cold case. But it doesn't stop. It keeps rolling. And Little confess again to having killed a 20-year-old Rosie Hill in Marion County, Florida in 1982. Now, I don't know where Marion County is. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi, that's Alabama, all these murders, you know, Louisiana, Texas. It's like he's making the circuit, right? So, all right, let's just move on with it. On November the 27th of 2018, the FBI announced that a violent criminal apprehension program team had confirmed 34 of Little's confessions, and they were working to confirm the rest of Little's confessions to known murders or suspicious deaths. Now, they got 90 of them, y'all. The very fact that they got 34 thus far is amazing. But they're working on it nationwide. So, what does Sam do? Well, he's got diarrhea of the mouth, right? And he just won't shut the fuck up. And so, he begins making confessions in exchange or transfer out of Los Angeles County Prison. Where this is where he was locked up, y'all, when he's doing all this stuff. Now, he's figuring, I'm closing all these cases. I want a little bit of something for myself, right? So he's trying to strike a deal. And the deal should have been, fuck you. We're gonna put you to death if you don't keep talking. But, you know, whatever. He could have lawyered up. One of the confessions included to a previous cold case, homicide, in Prince George, George's County, Maryland. And it was one of the only two homicide cases in that county that they had that had unidentified victims, right? So they're working on it. In December of 2018, Little is indicted for the strangling of Linda Sue Boards. He's 23 years old, to death in May of 1961 in Warren, Kentucky. And her body had been found on May 15th of 1981 near U.S. Route 68. I've known all serial killers. I've never known someone who got around as much as this dude did. And one of his victims, one of Sam Little's victims, were identified in December of 2018 as Martha Cunningham of Knox County, Tennessee, who was 34 years old when she was murdered by Sam Little in 1975. Right? Rolling on. Sam Little pled guilty to the murder of brothers on December 13th. And got another life sentence, right? I'm sure he pled guilty to it to avoid the death penalty. Moving on. May 31st of 2019 in Cuyahoga County, Ohio.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition. The true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love that. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried AstroPro? It's faster, bro. Oh. All right? AstroPro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use AstroPro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, playing my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. AstroProAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
AstroPro and go.
Prosecutors announced indictments with 4 counts of aggravated murder and 6 counts of kidnapping that charged Sam Little in the killing of Mary Jo Payton in 1984, and Rose Evans, who was 32 years old, was found on August the 24th of 1991 on a vacant lot on East 39th Street. And she had left her hometown of Brighton, New York, when she was 17. And she had been strangled to death, y'all. Miss Evans had been strangled to death, according to the coroner, whose name was Elizabeth K. Ballera. As for Payton, who was an anthropologist, they had to create a model of what she looked like, kind of like the lady from LSU, the Faceless Lab, right? She's retired now, Marianne. So they have to, you know, they can do this. They created what she looked like, and that's where they were able to identify her remains in 1992, when Cleveland put her thumbprint in an FBI database, and they got a match. And Sam Little had picked up Payton at a bar near East 105th and Lucid Avenues. And he described the victim, Miss Payton, as a short, plump woman in her 20s with brown hair. Just amazing. Sam Little confessed to killing another Cleveland woman, but he didn't know if it was 1977 or 1978. The woman murdered in 1977 or 78 was found on March the 18th, 1983 in the Willoughby Hills, Ohio, according to the National Missing and Unidentified Person System, y'all. And she was likely black and somewhere between 17 and 35 years old. And her body had been dumped down a grassy slope near a fence in a wooded area just off of Interstate 271. And when her body was found, it was found by a guy who was just out walking his dog. Naturally, after all those years, it was just a skeleton and some of her clothing and a few pieces of jewelry that were left. And Sam Little confessed to killing one woman in Akron, Ohio, two in Cincinnati, and one of the bodies he dumped outside of Columbus, Ohio, and one woman he met in Columbus and disposed of in Kentucky. Right? Now, he's smart. And if he had the means to get around, he's dumping them in different jurisdictions, thinking he's never going to get caught. And he was almost correct about that. But one of the two women that Sam Little killed in Cincinnati, one was identified as Miss Anna Stewart, who was 33 years old. And hers was the body that was dumped in Grove City, Ohio. Miss Stewart was last seen on October the 6th, 1981, getting out of a cab at the General Hospital to see her sister, who was in the hospital and is now called the University of Cincinnati Academic Health Center. But she was killed on October 11th by Sam Little. He killed the other woman between 1980 and 1999. This is the Jane Doe, y'all. Said she was anywhere from 15 to 50. And as the details of her age and the date of her murder are unclear, but he said she was black, slender, wore glasses, and lived in the Over the Rhine neighborhood of Cincinnati with a heavy female Hispanic. And he said he left her body beside a cigarette billboard in Ohio. Isn't that crazy? I don't know. On June 7th, 2019, Sam Little was indicted in Hamilton County, Ohio, for murdering the two women who he killed in Cincinnati. So, y'all, Sam Little, when he's, you know, they had to spend 1,000 hours interviewing this cat, right? For all these murders, and they're going to take their time, and they want any kind of evidence, like him saying he dumped her by a cigarette billboard. Well, it takes time for the cops to go back and talk to the billboard company and see, back in the 80s, do you have records of which one had, you know, the Marlboro Man on it or whatever? And they got to work these cases. You can't just take his fucking word for it, right? Especially, I told you, a lot of them wouldn't have had DNA. But what they did have him do, they had Sam Little draw portraits of the woman that he had killed, especially the ones that they couldn't identify yet through DNA. And the portraits were released by the FBI to the public in hopes that someone would be like, oh, God, we know who this is. Okay, you killed 90-plus women, most of them prostitutes. It's going to be so hard to identify if he doesn't know. Like he said, that this lady lived in this apartment with a heavyset Hispanic lady or whatever. It's still hard to prove. So the FBI takes all these portraits of these alleged victims and they release it to the public. Now, big story, right? People are going to be calling in and their loved one went missing way back when. They don't know if it's them, but so the cops still have to work it and try to tie it together. And they did it. They had some success. At least one of the portraits solved a cold case out of Akron, Ohio. Okay. And then in November of 2020, Little confesses more, right? I got more. He confessed to two Florida murders, for one of which another man had been wrongfully convicted, y'all, right? And I don't know how they got the conviction on him, but I know it happens, but he's now confessing to it. That doesn't mean the guy that had been wrongfully convicted is getting out immediately. Not how it works. They got to go prove the case, prove the facts that Sam Little's admitting to. And once they get enough, they will take it to the DA and get this wrongfully convicted person out of prison. On April 22nd of 2022, a woman Sam Little killed in Memphis, Tennessee, and her body was found on the Arkansas side of the Mississippi River in 1990, and she was finally identified as 30-year-old Zena Marie Jones. Can you just get around to your head of how far this cat has spread his shit? I mean, like, again, I have to think that he was someone intelligent. He got away with it for so long and the crimes of his youth. Even if he's a doper, using as he goes along, it doesn't mean he's not smart. And dumping bodies in different jurisdictions and, like, I mean, killing this lady in Memphis and dumping her side on, I mean, the Mississippi River divides Arkansas and Tennessee, right? But you drive that body across the river and kick it out in a high-risk victim lifestyle area, chances that Arkansas PD back then is going to reach across the river to Memphis to see if they have anyone missing or if anyone even reported her missing, right? I mean, now he's coming up from Tupelo, Mississippi and into Memphis, which is just north of there, and killing again and dumping again. And these, you know, these people wouldn't have communicated back then. And DNA is not an issue. But he did it, y'all. I mean, well, you know, Sam Little admitted to more than 93 different murders altogether, y'all. And 60 of the murders have been formally connected to him by the cops or by law enforcement. Now, that means... that doesn't mean it's DNA on everyone. It could have been they found a witness that saw them together, like in one of these cases. It could have been they verified that, you know, he threw the body over a cliff in Mississippi. It could have been they verified that, you know, they had a body by the cigarette sign in Ohio or wherever it was. But they, however it was done, 60 of the 93, and I think that's a hell of a great percentage and a hell of a testament to law enforcement working together by this time, that they actually were able to tie 60 of the murders to him. And like that one dude, I think it was in Florida, had already been, you know, serving, I guess, life sentence. Wow, it's just mind-blowing. I don't know, yeah, but I told you that the majority of his victims were prostitutes, and, you know, prostitutes hard to prove. I mean, they live in a hard lifestyle, and not many people would have cared about them to report, and the ones that did report might have been prostitutes themselves and cops. I mean, I'm not throwing shades because I did it too. I had these same cases, and you know, you just got to work what's hot. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't care about prostitutes or anyone living this high-risk lifestyle. And this includes not only did he kill prostitutes, like I told you, his victims of choice were prostitutes and drug addicts or the homeless people, y'all. And these are the people that, unfortunately, society cares about the least. It's heartbreaking. And this dude is such a monster. Almost everyone that he confessed to were female. But there were a couple of guys, all right? And Sam says that he thought these people, the prostitutes, the drug addicts, and the homeless individuals, would leave fewer clues for the cops to find and have fewer persons to search for them. Just like I told y'all. And yeah, even though he did, he confessed to 93 different ones, and they tied him to 60 at least. He killed all over the country, and he probably killed more than he can remember. And guess what? He was only charged for 8 of the 93 murders. 8. And I'm going to read them to you real quick, okay? Miss Annie Lou Stewart was 32, was murdered on October 11th, 1981, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Sam Little strangled her and disposed of her body in the woods behind some apartments off of Queen Anne Place in Grove City. Sam Little was convicted of her murder on August the 23rd of 2019. That's a lot of years, y'all. Miss Mary Jo Payton, who was 21 years old, was murdered sometime in 1984 after she came in contact with Sam Little at a bar in Cleveland, Ohio. Little claimed that he and Payton left the bar together and that he then took her to an abandoned factory. He choked her there before throwing her body down a basement staircase. And two workers from a nearby company discovered her dead body on July 3rd, 1984. Right? And Little was convicted for this murder on August the 23rd of 2019. Let's go to Miss Carol Linda Alford, who's 41, was murdered by Little in Los Angeles, California. And the cops say they discovered Little's first DNA match on her underwear and under her fingernails. We get for her. I mean, she fought. And on July 13, 1987, her body was discovered in a Los Angeles alley. And from the waist down, she was nude. And her daughter recognized her body. And she had been strangled to death. And that's what the autopsy said, y'all. And she also experienced other wounds, such as punch-related head injury from blunt force. And Sam Little was found guilty of the crime on September 24th, 2014. Let's go on to Miss Guadalupe Apodaca, 46 years old, was found on September 3rd, 1989, at an abandoned auto repair shop in Los Angeles, California, after a boy who had been kicking a soccer ball against the building peered into the windows and saw her body. Authorities determined that Sam Little had kneeled on her chest and strangled her to death with his hands, causing her to have a seizure, and she was nude from the waist down and had blood in her anal cavity as well. And DNA linked Sam Little to the murder, and he was convicted on September the 25th of 2014. He'll move to Miss Audrey Nelson Everett, who is 35 years old, and she was found in a dumpster behind a nightclub and a restaurant in Los Angeles, California, on August the 14th of 1989. But there was nothing found that could be used to identify her body, which was naked from the waist down, and she had been repeatedly hit in the head before being strangled, and this is according to an autopsy, y'all. Additionally, she had road burns that suggested she had been pulled on a hard surface before she died. As well, y'all, she had a smashed spinal bone and bruises on her belly that were also suggestive of punching, and she had injuries on her back. And according to the coroner, Dr. Eugene Carpenter's testimony, the woman had serious injuries from strangulation and a stomach injury that showed signs of considerable force. And he said, these signs of force are the greatest that I have seen in 27 years of practice of doing autopsy. And this, y'all, in a county which has had a ton of strangulation cases. And the DNA under her fingernails linked Sam Little to the crime, and he was convicted on September 25th, 2014. Y'all, I'm gonna. It's just not amazing. I guess amazing, amazing from the terms of an old homicide detective about this. Shocking. All right, I'm gonna read you two more. Rose Evans, 32, was murdered in Cleveland, Ohio, on or around August 24th, 1991. And Sam Little encountered Evans while driving and offered her a ride. Then, in an abandoned area, it's common what he does, he strangled her in his car before dumping her body in the lot and covering it with two tires. He was convicted of this murder on August 23rd, 2019. Wow. The next one, Miss Denise Christie Brothers, 32. Y'all, she was a mother of two, and she was found killed in Odessa, Texas on February 2nd, 1994. And Miss Denise had been reported missing on January 1st, 1994. This is according to District Attorney Bobby Bland, and she had been strangled. Little pled guilty to killing her, and for this plea, he received his fourth life sentence for it on December the 13th of 2018. Jeez Louise, I'm stopping there, y'all, for this week. The crazy, crazy story. Super, super bad dude and mind-blowing. But if you don't think that evil exists, listen to that, right? I mean, it's just crazy. And, you know, you hear people all the time say, oh, well, he didn't look like a murderer. Well, I have all his different mugshots from over the years, and his face changed a lot and everything else. But I ask you, what does murder look like? What does evil look like from the outside? You know, I bet you can't tell. So wrapping it up, love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you so much for liking and listening and sharing. Download our free Real Life Real Crime community app. And send me your cold cases and a lot of information, please, to woody@realliferealcrime.com. Y'all don't forget about Miss Barbara Blunt's case, the call the tip line. Somebody out there knows something, and we just need a little more information on that. And let's go to LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency. They are a nonprofit. I end every show with them. Please, if you're not an organ donor already, and you don't have to be an organ donor from the state of Louisiana, you can be from Tuskegee, Alabama. Go to LOPA.org, fill out the questionnaire. They will get you signed up to be an organ donor, and you can be a hero and save someone else's life. All these people are dying, waiting on it. Well, I'm going to tell everybody thanks. I came out to a Harris Pub on 3rd Street in downtown Baton Rouge. We had a hell of a time, and probably going to do it again in the next week or so. But the love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life Real Crime, the podcast. And until next time, or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
When the wolf is at your door, you're running so with that. He already knows all about you.
save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.